This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Rise Guys.
Rise Guys, I got show number four.
Uh-oh.
Do we have a situation, maybe?
Do we? Check your phone. I checked mine.
Let me look real quick, because
there's nothing on mine.
Currently, there are only two of us in the studio, so I wonder if somebody got locked out. No, they didn't.
We can check the phone.
No need to check now.
No, I have a very solid excuse.
Uh-oh.
It's okay. I was afraid that you were in a stairwell somewhere.
You know, if I'm not in here, that's generally where I'm at, in a stairwell.
He's down in a ditch.
Well, we have good security. And I prefer the, they call it the guest bathroom downstairs.
Which, oh, yeah.
I mean, I consider myself a guest to be able to work here.
That's true.
But somebody went in there and just like messed it up. And I had to go back to the other one over there. And
oh, man.
Oh, they messed it up? Wink, wink.
No, it's got like paper covering it where you can't use it.
Oh.
Not so. Like, it's like not, you know, it's a plumbing issue.
Like a garbage bag type thing. I usually pull a hole in it and go anyway.
It had like, it took the, you know, that construction paper they give us to dry our hands with? It's literally like construction paper.
Uh-huh.
It's pretty rough.
Someone made an X with it over the bowl.
Yeah, like, don't use it.
Yeah.
Don't you do it.
So they need to snake it or something.
Well, I just snaked it, boy. That's why I'm out of breath right now.
I know you like that one. I was just exercised.
So, but by
you went
demon.
Up, you went up here? You went down there?
Down there.
You went down there and had to run up here.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I see.
A brisk run.
I'm getting good at shoes. If I go down there afterwards and I see certain shoes, I'm like, that's so-and-so.
That's not going to happen.
I'm going to go upstairs.
We can name those shoes. Matter of fact, I think that stands for anyone who wears Sacconis. If you look down and see a pair of Sacconis beside you in a stall, you better get out of there fast. They're going to drop some protein dumps.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, man.
What do they look like? Should I be aware of
that? Sacconis shoes.
Do girls wear those?
Yes.
Okay.
But I don't ever see them in the restroom.
No.
That is true. That's a good point.
Because if I'm at home, I don't have stalls.
I usually make it a habit. If someone's in there, I leave.
You know, I'm a certain member of a zone that might be judgment-free. Sometimes I'll go in there and blow it up.
Auto zone.
That's it.
We don't care what your car looks like. We'll help you fix it.
Bathrooms by the oil filters.
You still
balances out the smell.
There's something about jingles. I'm telling you, we did it.
Get in the zone.
Auto zone. Dalton Carpet in your home.
You're a winner by George Mack.
Well, unless you're doing a brown one, you can just go pee outside by the bushes.
A brown one. She won't say a number two or drop a deuce. You're doing a brown one.
There's no way to say it like that's like, even if you go, medical terms.
Leave a brownie.
I went and had a bowel movement, or I just releasing feces.
You excrete.
You release the chocolate hostages.
Or the stink pickles. Yeah. Either one.
Drop your stink pickles.
All right, guys, move on.
God, that one might went out. The ladder might went out.
I'm sorry.
The FOF line, there is some heat. Not on me, Fatboy says.
Oh.
I can't imagine he's going to try. I feel like it's on page. That's just my gut.
Okay.
But the way my guts felt this morning, who knows who to believe?
Bubbling guts. I love it.
Why don't we just go ahead and get it out of the way?
Let's just do it.
Let's get the heat out of the way first.
864-241-4318. This is the FOF line.
Fat boy with that squeaking ass chair. Stop.
Swerve.
Stop with this chaos.
You have to stop this. You have to stop this chaos.
Okay, hold on. I tell you,
Chuck,
between my gut and my throat.
My gut, my throat.
I'm at the end of either a cold or a sinus infection where now I'm,
oh God,
I'm
feel the same
coughing
way.
Up like...
Lick it good.
I mean, what's bigger than a loogie? Like a luger. Alleged loogie.
Yeah, I just
had a total pack.
I was going to bend backwards to crack my back, but I can't because my head hurts bad from sinuses.
Yeah, well, I'm just at the tail end of it now, and it's just irritating.
I'm sorry.
Now, the second clip is a famous clip on this show for I don't remember why. That person's clearly referencing that, and I feel like they're being passive-aggressive toward our boss, Mark Hendricks, who texts during the show to say, somewhat complain about the squeaky chair. Am I right with that?
Well, no, not at all, actually. But the clip is from Paige's movie after she gets killed.
Oh, my God.
The chaos killer.
The chair caller. I got a different chair.
Yeah. It hasn't squoked this week.
You have to stop this. You have to stop this chaos.
Cue the music.
That's from He Drives at Night.
Chaos
I keep wanting to say She Drives at Night. Because I'm thinking about you, you know.
I know.
You were not driving. You were.
No, I didn't. I rode.
Oh, I heard.
I did not.
Well, you were playing a prostitute. I think you have to sometimes. Sometimes you rode. Sometimes you just laid there.
I want to play. I want to play a murderer in my next film. I want to kill people.
Well, yesterday you would have played a marauder.
Who could forget this classic?
Hey, want a date?
She gets in the car. Dressing like a whore.
Sound levels.
Your place and mine.
Hey, what can I get for $10?
Strong, silent type.
No, thank you very much.
I can do that.
I can do that. Do you want to hit
that? But if you keep rolling that camera, it's going to cost you more, though.
Now, see, the interesting part that I've always thought about.
Those are lines. I didn't write that.
Of course. Of course. You made it your own. But if you're hearing that, and this is a weird dynamic to think about, you know, listening to a movie versus watching a movie. So Paige is playing a prostitute. She gets in a car with a guy who is soliciting her, but is not answering her questions.
She's staring at
her. Yet she gets in. But now, take this another level. She mentions the camera. Now, his hands are showing on the wheel.
Yep.
So is he wearing a damn GoPro? Because you never see his point of view. It's like Blair Witchy.
Chuck won some awards because this whole film was shot on an iPhone.
So did he have the iPhone stuck to his forehead? Would he have is there a selfie stick coming up behind his neck? You're referencing it for
your
point.
You might need to rewatch it.
There's no.
Just give it a good rewatch.
Ever show that.
That doesn't mean we're going to be here Monday, y'all.
We don't.
Rewatch, he said, not rewatch.
You don't know who the chaos killer is. You never see him.
It's the blonde-headed guy.
You don't know. There's going to, hopefully.
It looks like that kid from the Partridge Family.
I enjoy the way people die in this movie because it's very violent, a lot of them.
I laughed. I cried.
It was like
I laughed
everywhere.
Because of, you know, Paige was fun in it or whatever. I cried because I spent 93 minutes watching it.
Yeah, I like that.
You know, my brother.
That's one of those movies, like, first 3 minutes, I'm like, I know who the killer is.
My brother, he's like, yeah, I watched this movie. It was okay. And then I hear this voice, and it's the annoying voice that I've known all my life.
Hey.
And he didn't suck that bad, so okay.
You keep rolling that camera. We're going to hook up in this car.
Look, with your voice, Paige, like, I know, and we've only played one FOF line call so far, but, like, I know you wouldn't do like sex lines and stuff, but would you ever think about being a psychic with that voice? You know, doing a phone line?
Hey, I audition.
Hey, are you male or female?
I auditioned for a 1-900 number commercial, and I was very upset that the person that sent me to that, and they were going to cast me.
Did they get Miss Cleo instead?
You heard right, Stan.
It was like, hey, if you ever need a date, just call me, and blah, 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 that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah, she's like the commercials where they're sitting on the bed with the other woman.
But was,
yeah.
It, was it you, or was it just your voice?
It was me. And I decided against taking that because my mom would have flipped out if she would have been watching TV and came on.
That's why I quit doing Chippendales.
It was her body, but the voice was like, you want me to come?
But the person that sent me to
that. The lady from Keystone Beer got the role.
The person that sent me to that audition was a producer for Channel 2. And I was kind HBO? Of offended that the money that they offered me wasn't scale, and that I think she was doing something nefarious.
What's amazing, the things we don't do because of our parents would see it or hear about it or watch it, read it.
For sure. But yeah. Right? They get you with either Santa Claus or God. Santa Claus is watching you, or if you're a Christian family, maybe a little bit of both. God's watching you, but if it's past Thanksgiving, Santa Claus is watching too.
Yeah, whatever's in season.
But it's like
Lawrence always in season, pal.
He's your co-pilot.
I've shamed him enough.
Jesus?
No, my family.
Oh, I see.
That's true.
All right. We get one more in?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good. That sounds like a guy on the first date.
How about P1 Poe Mill? You might want to change up your bathroom habits, buddy.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
That's all I got to say.
Oh.
That's not coming from me.
Hit it, though.
P1 Poe Mill needs to stop leaving the goddamn toilet seat up. Because every time I go to pee in the middle of the night, I sit in wet pee, put the thing up, or wipe the up when you're done.
Oh. That would be a horrible woman, man.
Oh, my gosh.
How do you feel hearing a woman say that word?
Dude.
Is it kind of on the...
It's like when a woman tells you to blank her blank.
Oh, yeah.
Like, just, right, it's not... That's not...
Rhymes with kiss.
You shouldn't say that. If we can't say certain things because other people don't like it, then you shouldn't be able to tell me to blank your blank because you ain't got a blank.
Yeah.
I'm not supposed to ask you if you do, though.
You know, I was in a movie one time where I did pretend to. I was in Tootsie, but they took Hoffman instead.
If I said fellatio on my wee-wee, it would work.
The leaders of the P1 revolution, the Rise Guys. RiseGuys.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
By the way, I'd be remiss if I did not also. Again, I'm a guy that that gives out compliments when due. Fat Boy, excellent swerve, by the way. Like, that was well.
Well, thank you.
That was really good. Because here we are, just assuming.
Thank you.
You're welcome. What was her, Denise from Weight Watchers?
Mary Beth.
Mary Beth from Weight Watchers. Yeah, playing that was good. Because I literally thought it was Paige. She did, too. Paige does a move. I'm not going to say it because she'll be self-conscious.
She'll stop doing it, yeah.
Yeah, but she has a move when she feels maybe the tide's about to turn on her in a way. It's a thing. I do it. I it's like me right before we go on the air, every single break, what do I do? I'm sitting there talking to you off the air. I ain't doing that, but suddenly I go in there.
Your shoulders.
All right, here we go. Yeah. It's just a move.
Everybody's got a tick now.
Yeah.
That's not her horny tick. That's a separate one.
Right.
You know.
Horny tick.
Where she gets all.
She said if you don't. I'm not going to say that.
Hot and bothered. Gets going. Revved up.
What do you call.
Snail trailing, whatever they say now.
What is that called? Is it the. Okay. That,
libido's
okay.
Kicking in.
I don't know. Yeah, that's what it was. I had a tick in my hair when I was a kid. Oh, you're going to edit that.
Yeah, gasoline. Gasoline on the hair. That's the only way to fix that.
Okay, I thought you were going to bleep it a little bit and make it sound like something else. I had a tick in my hair.
I'll definitely go back and do that.
But, yeah, again, back to Hey Baby. She got a pair of tweezers, and that sucker had, like, gotten into my scalp.
Oh, yeah, probably had you kids on your head. Pull it out.
She pulled it out. And
they put nail polish on there?
Called the doctor, and he says, keep it alive. So and I
hey, baby.
Oh, for Lyme disease.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. So
keep
you
it alive.
Those come from deer.
She was looking around with like she's holding it by the tweezers. I'm talking about the tick. Don't edit that either. Edit that and say my mother was holding a tick with some tweezers.
We did the
Don't
same thing for
it.
My mom because she was bit Don't by a tick. She wouldn't like it. She and she like did it. Get Lyme disease.
Well, so she's Jesus. Looking around for
must
something.
Must been a green tick.
And she tried, real last minute, that was funny, last minute kind of what to do. She just got a brand new set of salt and pepper shakers. And she screwed the lid off the salt shaker she had just gotten and put that tick in there. Ends up saving it. It was over the weekend. Monday, take it in there. It was dead.
Oh, no.
Tick died.
Well, that's what they want, right? To work on it.
Yeah, but he told her to keep it alive, dude. So she was putting like water droplets in there to like
maybe
nurse it.
She drowned it.
She drowned my tick.
And there wasn't salt already in there, so because they were new shakers. But it had air holes up top.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, so it could breathe.
Probably just a weak tick. Maybe it was already sick. He had a bad heart.
It's a sick tick.
Maybe it didn't like your blood.
Yeah, it's a sick tick.
It's a sick tick. Sick patch.
Your plasma.
Maybe he's
bad.
Like, is this blood or butter?
Maybe he became diabetic when he bit into my head, and that's did. What did it in me.
He get the glucophage.
This is the first diabetic tick. Diabetic tick.
He's a red foreman.
He's a bad tick.
Red foreman.
That will die. Damn. We'll die this shaker.
I feel bad. I feel bad. I'm a tick.
I feel bad. Had a tick in my head, y'all.
Bit by a tick. Ow. I really know, like, I knew somebody that happened to. They pour gasoline on his head. Because of a tick.
What? I've heard like these weird stories. Gasoline and then put nail polish on the hole.
But I fucked that family.
Watch out.
Like, maybe
I don't
unbred.
Know. That is just weird.
Well, then what's the thing with the...
Yeah, the eyes.
Bee stings are tobacco.
Yeah, I read that in the... like the
bee stings?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd get stung by a bee and my daddy, he'd get pissed because he'd have to... You know, me getting bee stings probably gave him a few
good,
more years.
Good thing he didn't.
Because he'd have to break a cigarette in half and rub on it. No, that's a jellyfish wound.
Okay. I get it all wrong.
Well, I had a cousin who had a fake jellyfish he'd throw in the swimming pool. I would still fall for it. He said it'd get stung you and then he'd pee on me.
I was like, oh, I got stung on the face again.
What up, cousin Brian? No, I'm kidding. 864-241.
Another cousin with a B name.
I know. Like,
what do you do with poison oak? You don't pee on that too, do you?
I need to have alternate names for real people in my life. So when I say their name, because like cousin Brian's gonna get to work today. He's like, man, why were you peeing on your cousin?
Man, why are you gotten jellyfish thrown on the face every time you went to the beach?
And he's like a professional type. He doesn't want this. 864-241-4318.
If you're gonna get fired for stealing. You should probably steal something bigger than a Debbie cake, right?
Set a bread box.
You're going to do hard time. You better be a hard crime.
You know what? That's perfectly said because there's so much going on with this call that maybe she probably deserved to lose her job.
Uh-oh.
And I hate saying that, but if you steal a Debbie cake, You might order to get fired.
Did she? So she worked at the place that sold the Debbie cakes.
Yep.
Stole it out of the box.
I don't know if it's an individual, like, big one.
Oh, big, man. It's a big okay. Zebra cake, bro. We love the roll.
I'm in the moment and totally dial in right now, and I do that by closing my eyes. If you're driving right now, please don't do such. This is the FOF line.
Yes, this is Tiffany. I just want to say this. When you put in work for everyone and they give you a 30-minute lunch break, you're the employee of the month, all this crap, and then they fire you because they say that you stole on your lunch break your 30-minute f***ing lunch break that really don't do s***, that I stole a damn Debbie cake, which everybody in the store done it, but just so happened that when I done it, they said I stole it. And I got fired, knowing that at the time I was a single mother with two kids. So, yeah, I just want to say, that old woman, she was a straight bitch. And karma come back around, because guess what? They caught her stealing from the drawer and stealing from the store. So, you bitch.
So that's one I took notes on right there.
She gets fired for the Debbie King.
Now, because I had my eyes closed, I was writing all over the desk, and I can't read it now. But I was taking notes. And one thing I do remember, well, I remember two now. The lady that let her go is the one that apparently afterwards got caught stealing as well, and got blown out.
Stole from the drawer, stole from the store.
Okay. Question or observation number two.
Stole from the flow.
I can still make this one out here written on the desk. Is that a possibility that's the lady with the flashlights?
Oh, it could be. Because
this is what is astonished me about this. Because we have, like, wonderful grandma. I'm not going to say that. There's some people call this show that think wonderful grandma, the famous call from...
You're wonderful.
Wonderful grandma. They think that was... what am I trying to say here? In other words, that was somebody putting on a front that normally would call. Like, some people thought that was P1 Looper putting on a voice or whatever.
There's always a conspiracy when it comes to this stuff.
And, like, hey, we'll tell you, we hate that bull crap. We do, like, voices for fussiness stuff, but, you know, getting people to call in, like, hey, dude, call in and say this. Well, it's lame. The third thing, or maybe the second one it will be now,
2A.
Is that... That lady who gave that powerful call that day about the flashlights that I think we're going to remind you about in a moment is how do you deliver such gold like that and never come back to that well? Like, wouldn't you call in?
God, unless they don't see it that way.
Unless they were really drunk that night, because that lady sounded like flashlight hunting raccoon lady.
I live way out in the woods, and she can come and stay with me. I got a bunch of flashlights, and we can hunt raccoons, and I'll eat her all night if she's in any way involved in that way.
All night.
So, I don't know. I heard it. Or am I just looking for that lady in any way I can find her?
Oh. You know what?
Can we run that phone call through AI and they tell us where the number came from?
That's what I was going to say. Do we have the technology?
Do we have vocal recognition the way we have fecal art?
You know what? There's another ender.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I'm not going to change my mind about it. Paige, you watched it happen. I don't know if there's technology to do it. I think Fatboy has somehow figured out a way to mirror my phone.
I think he's...
I really did.
Because I was scrolling through a social media platform. Instagram.
Yeah.
Tinder.
And Fatboy, when he starts talking, I'm holding my phone, when he's starting to talk, I like look at him, and you know, I'm listening to him, and he says something about Ric Flair. And I literally, what was on my phone, Paige?
It was Rick.
I know.
Ooh. Rick freaking
like,
Flair.
What loop is this right now? Like, what is that?
I don't know, man, but it's like, I feel like when you hack mine and I go to it, it's like, it's all full of large-breasted women, including Bebe and Billie Eilish.
What, your Instagram Discover?
Like, I don't know what you did to it, but...
That's what they say about that, but like, that if you hit discover, you know, the little magnifying glass on your Instagram, that reveals like what you really look at online. And I don't look at, like, I don't know the world of Star Wars. I know some of it. Oh, okay. That's from May the 5th Be With You. That's why I saw that crap. Okay.
God dang it. This dude got me.
That's what that was about. That explains all the damn golf stuff the other day. All right. Well, I'm learning.
I get had every time. It's like a chick jumping in a bikini on a trampoline for like 3 seconds, and this old guy says, "We got cars to sell down here. Come and see us." Every time he gets me.
Now, when you click on that, and you, let's say you just were asking a very adult question here.
Yep.
When you hit the magnifying glass, it is also showing you what a majority of your friends are looking at too. So let me ask this right now. I'll put it this way: do you look at that girl's pictures a lot, Fatboy? Because that girl's pictures pop up on my thing all the time.
No, I don't even know who that is.
Okay.
I got to remember that.
Paige, do you know Wet Sticky Honey?
I have no clue.
Okay. Well, I don't know who does. I
Wet Stinky Honey.
Yeah. And that's not, that's like, it's shortened out with like letters and stuff. That's not the, if there's like a Wet Sticky Honey out there, like it's not maybe the same one.
Yeah, I think I found her.
It's one of those where they take the vowels out to say Wet Sticky Honey. Hey, your place or mine?
It's got a lot of butt pics on here.
You got any sugar-free Wet Sticky Honey? I'm diabetic.
I love technology.
You ever got stung by a bee? Did your daddy break a cigarette?
Keep going, Fat Boy is working for me.
I got a jelly. I heard a jellyfish got you right around the nose.
Now, let's see if you can do this. Can you combine, with your permission, Paige, can Fat Boy try to combine David Blaine and the voice of your late husband, Chris?
Sure, oh, I love it. It makes me laugh, as long as
you... See if you can do that.
Oh my God, I love half naked women on Instagram right now.
Jesus, man.
Wow.
I love Wet Stinky Honey, or whatever her name is.
Wet Sticky. Not Stinky. Stinky. Nipples just got hard.
Maybe he's onto something. Maybe it makes me feel,
not her, this lady on my screen here.
The creepy Blaine voice kind of reminds me of Chris. It makes sense.
God, look at this one just pops up. This dude's a chiropractor who only sees big boobed women. He's got her in a full Nelson popping her back.
Did they? But he has to tape them all, and he's only putting the ones up that have huge boobs. It's like the people that do the slingshot machines, you know, the things that throw you up in there. at like, I almost said Ghost Town, Gatlinburg and stuff. They they'll always show the ones where the girl's boobs about fly out. They don't show just like
all the slingshots, yeah.
Regular people, except for one I saw the other day. Girl got hit by a seagull going up in one of them things. Like she was flying up in there, and you see a seagull freaking hit her in the chest.
Oh no!
It was freaking crazy.
There's a guy with his shirt off on here too.
He wouldn't say that.
He's got tattoos.
You're talking like David Blaine now, Paige. That's not Chris.
I don't think Chris would care about shirtless guys.
And he would not. Shirtless women, I would believe, is Chris all day.
He would believe. He liked breastises.
Maybe this kid thought he was sucking on a football. It looked like he's like, I don't want that.
Chris has hacked my Instagram from the afterlife page. It's all making sense now.
All right.
Now, by law, we call this the third segment of the FOF line. We got to play at least one.
Okay.
We're going to try to work in five.
All right, wow. Phones down, TV off. Take an Adderall and let's pay attention.
Yeah.
All right, we got...
Squirrel.
How about... I don't know what this dog's into, but we might want to get one of these dogs.
What kind of dog?
It might be the best dog in the world.
864.
Damn it, hang on.
That's okay. 864. I had to wait for Paige. Shut up. 864. 241-4318, the FOF line.
I'm telling you, this dog.
This dog here.
Well, you hear this sucker.
Oh, my God. This dog.
Man, all you motherfuckers are going to sit there and order a damn DoorDash and then put your dog out in the damn yard. Put your damn dog up, dumbass. Yard, if you fat and lazy, go get your own damn breakfast order. Then you want to sit there and talk about, leave it on the doorstep. Take a picture of it. Hey, I'm going to leave it right there where your f***ing dog is. Let him eat your damn sausage and biscuit rather than my f***ing ass.
Ass. Wow, it's your choice, dog. But that says that the dog chose the sausage over yours. Interesting.
That dog's a fan of tossed salads.
Likely.
House salads, Cobb salad, fried salad.
Dirty old. So, yeah, but you got to remember, caller, that if those people did, and I say those people, hell, I DoorDash sometimes. I don't deliver them. I receive. And I think it's better to receive than give when it comes to that, to be honest with you.
Maybe.
It
really is.
But if the people had the, you know, gall or the ingenuity or the willpower to get up and do it, you wouldn't have no job.
No.
It's like if I wrote Fat Boy a letter and drove it to Clemson and then drove it back home. And then knowing him, he'd call me and say, hey, I wrote you back. You want to come get your letter? But either way, if we did that, you postal workers wouldn't have a job. All right? Okay? All right? Timu, if we didn't have such crazy inflation in this country...
Tell me if this is creepy.
You wouldn't have
a
tariff factory.
My wife was going to mail something out that was in town, and I told her I'd take it to the post office. I just took it to the address and put it in the box.
So that's illegal.
But it was one of those in the house, like you have to open
it. Was it family or something?
No. Did not know the person.
Oh, so it was delivered to the wrong place.
No, she was mailing something to somebody in town. She wanted me to drop it at the post office.
Okay. Save the 59 cents, 63, yeah. I don't know.
I just took it to the house.
So here's a thought with that. Somebody ordered something for me one time, and they lived, when I lived in Traveler's Rest, literally a 3-minute freaking drive. I wasn't going to walk that far, but 3-minute drive. I could have walked it over there. And
3 minutes.
The person I lived with said, hey, I don't know that you can just do that. And so I Googled it. I was like, yeah, you can. No, you can't. You cannot open their mailbox and put it in there.
Really?
Yeah. And there's a landscaping company in Greenville that y'all going to get sued. I don't get pissed about it, but they put...
They put the
things in there that make it look like it's a letter. There's no stamp on it. They're just going by and, you know, like the way they put them on your windshield. That's also illegal to do now. I mean, it should be. Like, you're just littering on their car. But, you can't do that. So I had to pay like $6 to mail it.
That's what that's the racket.
But that's the racket because the government runs the USPS, so of course they're going to say that's illegal to do. That's our mailbox. Only we can go in there.
Can you imagine me walking toward your house? You're probably afraid I'm going to sit on it, but I'm just trying to give you some mail.
864-241-4318.
Here's the guy we've been playing all morning. Don't know how to cuss. Why is he so mad?
That means we're only going to get two in here.
We might.
I want to start by saying a quick thank you for bringing these FOF line into my life. It's the only thing keeping me sane right now. Here I go. I just got to say, these pieces of
dog turd ass bitch of a man mother that I work with who don't do a f***ing thing all day long but sit on his god darn flipping f***ing ass while I do all the damn work. You, my manager, who's a bitch of a man and won't make this motherfucking man do any damn work while I do it all. You. And I can't even get a fucking raise. You motherfuckers. Pay me or miss me.
Oh, I like that.
I like that too.
Put that on a shirt.
I'll take an XL.
I take a 3XL tee, preferably black and long.
Does it bother you that you could clothe three men for your one shirt? Does that bother you inside? Or?
It bothers me more that I'd rather see them unclothed.
Close the country.
You,
Damn, boy.
I'm on it today.
I'm about to have laughing heart attacks today. If I go out with a smile on my face, that's really good.
I thought you were an AFib earlier.
864.
We have to get the paddles.
2401. What, dude, when Paige said that about, I'm not going to repeat it. I mean, I could, but that's her phrase to own. I died. That was great.
Yeah, you could repeat it, see what happens.
Yeah, we'll see. It's Friday. You don't want a meeting, do you? 864-241-4318.
Transplants, if you live down here, you better assimilate or something's going to happen to you. As so eloquently put by this gentleman here.
I feel it's some sarcasm, Paige.
I feel it.
Fat boy, I'm going to keep calling until this shit gets aired because these motherfuckers need to know. Nobody else around here is not f***ing welcome to come and move down here. It took me 45 f***ing minutes to go from Belmont to Bessemer City on 85, good and I'm Lord. Sick and f***ing tired of it. These ass f***ing come down here and don't know how to f***ing drive and just congest every damn thing, and I'm sick and tired of it. I'm about to start having the damn Dale Earnhardt mentality of, I'm going to get up underneath your ass and I'm going to put you in the f***ing wall.
Sounds like hell that yeah. Dog from earlier with the DoorDash caller.
Dog is, that's some awful breath.
You know, I don't know. Once they get South Carolina plates, I don't know from where they came per se, but I think it's just the boom of people because my big gripe is right here, and it's not when I'm here because we're here in and out, but anytime there's an option to get off 85 where there's a two-lane exit. And I'm referring to the one that splits off, goes down 385 toward downtown, or the one that you go straight over and get onto Woodruff Road. For some reason, it's like how Chick-fil-A, when you try to bring two into one and people won't go in and out, and people start tapping the brakes, and it's like dominoes. And then it turns into 3 to 5 miles of traffic just because people are like, oh, which lane am I going to get in?
Which way do I go?
And it's literally like, it never used to be that way, but I can't say it's because of the Yankees or the Westerners or the Easterners or anyone.
I don't blame them.
Too many people.
For not getting the tags and paying that tax. My brother's dad's from Tennessee. He lived down here for years and years, but his vehicles were always registered in Tennessee. Shout out Fentress County.
That's why he taxes them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly why.
Yeah.
You got to pay a Yankee tax now to come here and get registered?
A penny. A penny per dollar.
Where's that money going?
Probably cover that $2 billion they lost.
Why does everybody want to raise money on taxes, fix the roads?
Because they're balancing their books for Q2.
Q2?
Yeah, it's Q2 right now, boy.
Q2.
I love Q2, the big Q.
Yeah, it's a tribute band to U2. All right, we going to do one more?
We out of time.
All right.
That's how it goes sometimes, though, you know?
But I mean, I don't think it's quality over quantity in my eyes.
Yep.
And that was not very quality. No, it was great. That was really good.
We got some, yeah.
That was some good stuff. If you get mad, upset, aggravated.
Angry?
I'm not going to say pissed off because in honor of Mother's Day, my mom hated that word.
Yeah.
She would say PO'd all day, which I would explain to her. That's like, you can't say that. If I said right now MF, you'd still get mad at me, right, Mom? You're like, well, yeah.
Still the intent.
So if you get upset, PO'd, TO'd, Terrell Owens'd,
where's Robert Venus?
Or even ticked off, 864-241-4318. And you could find yourself on the FOF line. Paige.
Yeah.
What is up in the Plex?
Well, there's a study that found that you shouldn't pass that old card down to your teenager. I'll tell you why next in your Rise Guys headlines.
Ah, the old
it's
jalopy.
It's not going to end well.
It's not going to end well. Huh?
Huh? Well, teach them how to fix it. Teach them how to work on it. Teach them how to dug it. Teach them how to dug it.
Teach me how to dug it.
This is the Rise Guys. Madman, Paige, and Fat Boy.
Every morning, it makes you laugh.
I would hate to start my day without them.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.